Chapter 8. 10 minutes later, they were seated in a cozy booth at the Burger Barn, a family restaurant located in an old renovated barn. Jack liked the quaint atmosphere. Antique signs and farm memorabilia decorated the barn board walls, and the lighting was moderate, not too dim and not too bright. The seating was comfortable, and the burgers were the best in town. Jack glanced over at Lexi. Judging by the way she was shoveling her burger into her mouth, she either agreed they were delicious or she hadn't eaten in a very long time. "Good burgers," he said, smiling at the gob of ketchup she had on the side of her mouth. "You have some ketchup here?" He pointed to the side of his mouth with his finger. "Oh." Lexi picked up a napkin and swiped at the side of her mouth. "Thanks," she mumbled around her mouthful of burger, her face taking on a sheepish grin. "They are good," she agreed after finishing up her bite. She picked up a sweet potato fry and nibbled on the end. "So, detective, is there anything more you can tell me about the case?" Jack looked over at her, smiling at him from across the table. "Hey, shouldn't I be asking the questions?" "Well, I can't talk too much about the details, but I do know they are sifting through the ingredients from your bakery now. You should be able to open soon." Jack's answer seemed mechanical, impersonal. He mentally kicked himself for not being more entertaining. Jack prided himself on being a good conversationalist. He was usually able to charm any woman on a date. But this wasn't a date. Did he want it to be? No, he definitely didn't want it to be a date. He just wanted to find out what Lexi knew about Kevin's murder. He got the distinct impression she knew something he didn't. Jack had to admit he felt a strong attraction to Lexi, but dating just wasn't in the cards for him. His work was his main focus, and women just seemed to get in the way of that. His last girlfriend had dumped him because he spent too much time at work and not enough time with her, and he just didn't need that to happen again with Lexi, especially since her house was practically right in his backyard. "What about a motive?" Lexi's question pulled Jack's attention back to the table.
"Motive? You sound like you've been brushing up on detective speak," Jack said with a laugh.
"Well, the murderer must have had a reason to do what they did."
"Sure." He put on his most charming smile. "Of course, you have the usual reasons. Jealousy, anger, revenge.
But this was premeditated, so it wasn't, what do they call it?" Lexi looked up and bit her lower lip, searching for the term. Jack could almost see the light bulb go off over her head as she remembered it. "Crime of passion."
"Sure, so it wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing. It must have been something someone planned. Do you know anyone who would have a reason for wanting Kevin dead so much they would plan it?"
Jack tried to slip the question in casually to catch her off guard, just in case she did have some idea who did it. "No, do you?" She smiled at him sweetly. Jack could have sworn she was batting her eyelashes. Was she flirting with him? Jack was surprised to discover he didn't mind if she was. Jack decided to throw Lexi a little bone in the hopes she might reciprocate.
"We haven't come up with much, but we do know Kevin may have been involved in some sort of blackmail scheme."
"Blackmail?" Lexi looked perplexed. "Who in the world would he be blackmailing?"
"If we knew that," Jack said, "then we'd already have our killer."
Lexi looked deep in thought. After a few seconds, she said, "A strange man threatened me at the wake today." Jack leaned forward, listening intently. This could be the clue he was looking for.
"What did he say?"
"He warned me not to mess around looking for Kevin's killer. He said if I did, I'd be sorry." Jack could see Lexi give a little shiver as she said the last words.
"What did he look like? Did he get his name? How did he know Kevin?"
Jack slipped into detective mode, rattling off the questions in quick order. "He looked disheveled.
He wore rumpled clothes, and he hadn't shaved in days. Medium height, dark hair with a tinge of gray. He seemed nervous. Honestly, it all happened so fast, I didn't find out anything about him, except he said he knew Kevin well. Oh. Jack was a little disappointed with the lack of information, but interested at least someone out there had answers. Now it was up to Jack to try to find him. Jack looked over at Lexi, his face becoming serious.
Lexi, you'd be smart to heed that guy's warning. Messing around in this case could be very dangerous. I hope you're not taking things into your own hands.
Oh, no. I wouldn't know the first thing about looking for a murderer, Lexi said. Jack felt his eyes narrow. She sounded a little too sincere, he thought. He didn't think she was lying to him, not exactly, but he did get the distinct impression Lexi Baker was crossing her fingers behind her back when she implied she wouldn't be meddling in the investigation. They rode back to the funeral parlor in comfortable silence. Lexi was surprised and a bit dismayed to discover she had enjoyed Jack's company. She'd even liked flirting with him, although she told herself it was to try to get information. It had paid off, too, because now, at least the blackmail angle gave her something to go on. She felt a little bad about not telling Jack that Kevin had been asking about her, but she figured it might not be smart to tell him things which could cast suspicion on her. Jack parked near her car, then jumped out to open the door for her. They walked over to her car slowly, enjoying the warm summer evening. The sound of peepers chirping filled the honeysuckle-scented air. Lexi unlocked her car, turning to face Jack. Thanks for supper. I can't believe I've never been there before. The food is wonderful.
You're welcome, Jack said,
then reached into his pocket, producing the key to her bakery.
Here's your key. I'm sorry about having to keep your bakery closed.
Lexi reached out to retrieve the key, and her fingers brushed his as she took it, causing a tingle of excitement. Lexi looked up at him. Her stomach flip-flopped at the way he was looking at her with his gorgeous golden brown eyes. Was he going to kiss her? Jack leaned in toward her. She felt her breath catch in her throat. His lips met hers. Soft. Casual. Lexi snaked an arm around his neck, pressing her body closer, wanting more. She felt his strong arms around her waist, pulling her in tighter. His lips pressing harder, his tongue probing. The shrill ring of Jack's cell phone broke the spell. He pulled away, wrenching the phone from his pocket.
Hello, he barked the greeting into the phone. Yes. Where? Darling, I'll be there.
He turned to Lexi.
I'm sorry, I have to go out on a call. I'll call you later.
The last sentence was more a question than a statement. Lexi managed to nod, still too breathless from the kiss to speak. She watched him get in his car and speed off. Lexi stood in the parking lot for a moment, her lips still burning from his kiss. What the heck had she been thinking? Even though she couldn't deny the warm, tingly glow she felt when she was near him, kissing the handsome detective could add a bunch of complications to her life, which she just didn't need now. And who had he called darling on the phone? Her eyelids started to twitch nervously. The last thing Lexi needed was to get involved with a guy who had a girlfriend. Better to keep her hormones in check and stay away from Detective Jack Perillo. She hopped in her car. Being in an empty funeral parlor parking lot at night creeped her out. She couldn't help but think of the man she had talked to at the wake. She wasn't sure what he had meant, or if his words were a warning intended to keep her safe, or a threat intended to scare her off.